Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and break dancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Sabotage and destruction of all their satanic rituals.
A lot of them I forget about. I don't spend my time following their calendars when I can't keep track of my own stuff half the time, but we do what we can to keep up to date so we can pray against things. You know, in Psalm 94, the Lord asks, who will stand up for me against the wicked? And so we certainly live our lives trying to do that. We're not just servants and believers and followers, we're doers. We're warriors for Him. And so that's why they hate us so much. That's why I'm on every blacklist around the internet and TV land, radio land. You know, I get a lot of people that ask me about Donald Marshall, so I wanted to spend some time tonight talking about this whole thing with Donald Marshall. As it is, I pretty much had a run-in with just about everybody on the internet at one point or another. Hats off to Alex Jones. He's the only one I've never had a run-in with, and it's because he won't come near me with a 100-foot pole, but he does listen to my show, I've heard. They know better, you know. When Donald Marshall was first coming out as supposedly a whistleblower, I knew right away. This is like, 3 years ago, maybe. I lose track of time, so seems like it's been about 3 years, 4 years, maybe. I knew right then it was a CIA setup. It was a CIA operation. There was something very wild about the whole thing. And I had some friends of mine who were good analysts as well look over this letter he sent out. And, you know, they weren't buying it. There was something going on, and they're better analysts than me, and I've always thought, I'm slow, but I'm good. You know, I'll nail it. It might take me a while, but I'll nail it. And but there's others who are usually can be a lot faster than me. So, you know, it's not something I envy. It's just the way I am. It's the way I've always been. Patience has always been part of who I am. I'm patient with people. I let them bury themselves over time instead of having to call them to the carpet. Sometimes I do right away if I really don't want to deal with someone. Other people I find amusing, I'll toy with them for a while before I call them out, because I just want to have some fun. So it really just depends. And then some people I just let go, and then as soon as they start opening their mouths, then I can see what they're all about. It's usually all it takes with the wicked. As soon as they open their mouths, eventually they hang themselves. And so you know, he talks about, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, he does give some good info. Hats off. You know, they all do. Because I'm not an insider. I wasn't born into an Illuminati family. I'm not an ex-Satanist or an ex-Illuminati or anything like that. I grew up in a Christian background. Went to Christian schools all my life. Spent 2 years at Liberty University with Jerry Falwell over there. And then transferred over to Kent State. So, you know, I've pretty much had a Christian upbringing my entire life, and I know you can say that loosely now that you look at Loretta Lynch's biography, and her father was a preacher, okay? And same as Katy Perry. But for what it's worth, my family was a deeply religious family, seemed pretty well, and so it was that whole control thing that I always rebelled against as a teenager, and that's what tends to happen with... I don't want to say free spirits, but like angels in the flesh who come down to earth, it's just control will kill you. And it's just really repressive, and I think we handle it in harsher ways to get out of it. And that's why so many of us end up in such battles. When we're younger and growing up, we end up with all the battles because we cannot stand repression. And so either way, The way I've learned my information about the occult and the Illuminati and what we're dealing with over the years is asking the Lord to teach me. I've sat at His feet. And so He shows me things, and He puts people in my path and sources of information. And I just follow him. He's taken care of that over the years. You know, he'll say, I'm gonna allow this person to teach you a few things. And so I'll be in contact with somebody. It could be one day, one week, one year. And then eventually that relationship just ends because they have nothing more to offer me. They're not one of his people. But sometimes you just have to learn from the other side themselves, because there's not a lot of Christians that have inside information like those who are involved do. And so the one thing he's given me is discernment and enough information to grasp of what's true and what isn't. And you can tell when something jives and something doesn't. Okay, yeah, I was like, what is jives? Is that an 80s or a 70s thing? Either way, you know you're getting old when you're wondering what era words are from. So so looking at this information Donald Marshall has put out there, and some of our stuff is very similar. One of the things I first thought when I was reading his letter, he was asking for help. He wants to close what he calls as these cloning centers, where they take people at night and torture and abuse their clones. And so I'm familiar with that aspect, because I've already run into the fact that I have like 3 or 4 clones out there. And so my view of dealing with clones is much different than his, because they actually, if you're in the Illuminati, they can yank your spirit out of your body at night, what he calls during the REM sleep cycle, and they put it in a clone. You end up at one of these centers, and you end up in one of your own cloned bodies that they clone for you. They beat the crap out of you all night, do whatever they want, and then you just go back to sleep and wake up like nothing ever happened, because you wake up in your normal body at that point. Your clone body is, they throw it in a chipper and wait for you the next night. They have another cloned body for them waiting. That I can believe. People might think that sounds far-fetched. I believe it. I can believe that. Another thing he talks about is the process of soul scalping. He doesn't call it soul scalping, and it's something I've called soul scalping over the years. He explains the nuts and bolts of how it's done, though. See, I never knew how they do it. They kind of show you in Hollywood movies, because we know that these reptilians are parasites, and parasites will leach into your body, you know. And so he's talking about these reptilian lizards have what they call a quill, a proboscis, on top of their head, and it comes off of their head and goes through a person's eye. And they literally will just pull the eyeball out of a person, and this quill will go through the eyeball, wrap its way around the person's optical nerve, and bury itself and intertwine into the person's brain to burrow through it to a certain extent. And then they put the person's eye back in, and it takes a little while to heal. And at that point, the person is what he's called a drone. I call it soul scalped. And so that's how they do it, according to Donald Marshall. I've never said how they do it. I don't have those particulars. But that's how. But I've noticed, and you can almost ring the truth to that, because when you look at people, there's always one eye that is off. There's always people that look like they took a jar of Dayquil and a jar of Nyquil at the same time. You know, they have one eye open and one eye half closed. And it's because of the anomaly of that drone, their eye, what they had happened to their eye. And you always, even in pictures, I don't know if anybody else gets this, but I could just look at a person's picture, and something that's been uploaded to the internet has been through some various transmissions, you can still feel the evil emanate from people who have been soul scalped or possessed, whatever you want to call it, or droned. He calls it drone. You can always tell looking at their eyes, these dead, soulless black eyes. And so definitely know that's going on, because most of Hollywood, most everybody we see on TV has already been replaced. I've been saying that. You know, it's been a process over the years. But, you know, as the father was telling me several months ago, and I started doing more and more shows on how they're dominating. Because that's something the father was hitting in my spirit with. They've taken over completely. I mean, they've taken over completely. And, you know, they've been using different types of clones to do it. They had the organic robotoids, the plastic Barbie and Ken doll, you know, Ken doll type people, the plastic skin, the fake hair, the organic robotoids. Then they have these, Donald Marshall breaks it down into four categories, Mark 1, 2, 3, and 4. And he says Mark 1 is the organic robotoids, which is the primitive model. They're moving away from using organic robotoids, the plastic Barbies. He says they're moving away from it, but, I mean, I've seen plastic Barbies in the past year on, you know, just on TV and in Hollywood. So I don't know how far away they're moving from it. Mark 2 is the REM clones, where this is where the Avatar movie was taken out of. I didn't see Avatar. They take consciousness out of people and put it in robots or clones or whatever. I guess they do this in Avatar. They also showed doing that in that Scooby-Doo movie several years ago. So they've been releasing this info through Hollywood over the years if you knew what to look for. The Mark III clones is no REM is needed, no sleep is needed. It's a fully operational clone of you that they can just make. And the RE at the Mark III stage, they can assimilate into society, taking over people's jobs, careers, lives, assimilating in society as that person. You can't even tell the difference. And the Mark IV, the top of the line clones that pretty much can operate as that person, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Obama. These are all top-of-the-line clones. But cloning still has its imperfections, because it's never an exact duplicate of a person. You can always... There's differences that you can tell. I mean, some of these clones, if you look at Hillary Clinton, and some of them she looks like she's 40 years old, and others she looks like she's 70. Same with Obama. He's 50-some years old right now, and some of these clones they put out of him, he looks like he's in 20-something. His skin looks all nice and pretty, and you think it's just the makeup. Then you look at the shoulders, the little Ken Barbie doll shoulders. That's what I was laughing about a couple years ago at the presidential debates with him and Romney, and, you know, they just look like little Ken Barbie dolls. Look at the shoulders. That's what I look at, the shoulders and their stomachs and stuff, because these clones just do not carry weight well. It's hard to, they just don't look like a normal human. They look better fit, better in shape, healthier, not as stressed. They look, you know, young and rejuvenate and everything we should be, but most humans have bad diets and bad health, and we stress and we worry about things that we're not supposed to, and we pay for that. We reap what we sow, and our bodies take a toll for that. And but these clones don't deal with those kinds of things. So one of the things that totally discredits, there's a lot of things he says that discredits his entire agenda, because he negates the whole shape-shifting phenomenon. You know, he'll sit there and he'll say shapeshifters when their eyes are in slits. Oh, they just had an overdose of antibiotics. He actually said this in a radio interview. Really? An overdose of antibiotics? There's thousands of shapeshifters among us. Arizona Wild was killed for revealing that. Kathy O'Brien has revealed it. Everybody, lots of people have revealed the fact that shapeshifters exist. That's totally one thing he tries to hide about the whole thing about lizards, is the fact that humans shapeshift. He says it's all the droning and it's all there is, and it's like, no, they you can turn on your TV set, especially with these high-definition TVs, and just flip through the channels and look at their eyes, you know? And you can't say it's the camera because there'll be two people standing next to each other and one person's eyes slit and the other one's not. You can look at Maury Povich every day at 4 o'clock for 2 years. He is, you know, probably longer than that. The guy does not hide it. He comes out there every day with his slit eyes doing his show. You can look at people in the audience. This is one thing I get in the habit of doing, is looking at audiences, because I want to see who the blinkers are. Because one of the faults that these organic robotoids and clones have is they blink a lot. You know, the average human blinks 23 times a minute. I think that's what they say. And these things amongst us, they'll blink 100 times a minute. There's no way that you can blink and speak at the same time as much as they blink. It's inhuman. It's impossible. And so just try it yourself. Try to speak a paragraph, blinking every second while you're trying to speak it. It's impossible. Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on around us. It's like a puzzle and a pie, and everybody has a piece of it, and they throw it out there, and that's what Donald is. He's a piece of the puzzle, a piece of the pie. He's got some info. He's throwing it out there, and you can chew what you can use and throw out what you can't, you know, just like everybody else. You know, I've told you that this whole faction of Luciferians, this Illuminati, where they all hate each other. It's not like we're Christians. You know, we try to live by the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, all those good things. They all hate each other. They all hate each other. And so, you know, for them to step out and say things about, you know, people they've seen out other people and say negative things about them, it's no surprise because they all hate each other. So it was funny that I'd learned about these cloning centers years ago when I was friends with the hybrid. And this hybrid was like the whole Resident Evil type thing, where a body was created out of plant, animal, and human DNA. It was three-party DNA. This body was lab created. And then the spirit jumped into it. You know, it's like something out of Resident Evil. So the spirit jumps into this female's body that was created for her. And she comes in at the age of a teenager. And her goal, she is told that her assignment on Earth is to hunt me down and kill me and stop the Oregon War. And so, yeah, I told you I deal with a lot of wacky stuff. And she, we actually did end up meeting, and not personally and stuff like that, but she found me. And, yeah, that was something. And that was one of those people the Lord let me learn things from, because how else do you learn this stuff? I don't leave the earth. I'm not a hybrid. I don't have these special supernatural powers that some of these hybrids do. If people want to call them hybrids, I don't know what you call them. This is how I learned. This is how I have the info I have. I know I've had Satanists ask me, how do you know? Where do you get your info? Because it's stuff no one on the outside would ever know. And it's like, the Lord teaches me. You know, one of the things one of them asked me one time was, you know, I've been harping about the Ashtar Command and the Ashtar Council and the whole New Age blah blah agenda that was coming, and I started this back in like 2003, and I started a radio show in 2004, and I started the Oregon War in 2004, and I just started a fight. You know, I'm not going to sit back and take this crap. We need to learn how to tear down Satan's strongholds. We may not be able to stop it, but we can destroy as much as possible before it even happens. People forget that there's alternatives. We do have alternatives. You know, just because Satan's allowed to rule in the Antichrist for so many years doesn't mean he can have all of his forces with him doing it. Come on. Where's your fight? Where's your adventure? Where's your warrior spirit? And so they asked me, point blank, because I started warning the alarms of Maitreya and Sananda and this fake Jesus Sananda, and they wanted to know, how did you know? You know, and this is like 10 years, this is like 2 years ago I get asked this. How did you know? Like, what do you mean, how did I know? Father just told me this. He took me out of the New World Order agenda and put me in the alien agenda. So that's what the real agenda is. And that's where I've been since. And he said, because there's three pictures. I think there's four. I can't remember the fourth one. I think it's the Pope. But there's four pictures hanging up on the walls of every satanic church in America. And the satanic churches meet under regular churches. They may have a permanent place, usually under Catholic churches, or they may rent out a Baptist church somewhere or a Methodist church. They meet in the basements to have their Saturday black masses that they always have. You know, they have a church every week like the Christians do. They just do theirs on Saturday nights and have black masses. And so he told me, he said, in all of these churches that the Satanists have, they have four pictures on the wall. They have the Queen, the Pope, Maitreya, and Sananda. So that was known for a long time amongst them. The Queen, the Pope, Sananda, and Maitreya. They're the four highest ranking lizards on the planet, because the Queen ain't human, she's lizard, and the Pope's lizard, and Sananda and Maitreya are lizards, and that's a differentiation between Donald Marshall. He calls them real lizards, and that might be their technical name. I've just called them tall grays, you know, because that's what they are, the tall grays. You have the lizards, and you have, which are the lizard reptilians, they look like the sleeve stacks, the scaly things. And then you have the tall grays, which are Lilith's offspring, which are the, you know, the frog-looking things, the tall frog-looking things. And so they're back to back. They're together. That faction's the Draco faction, the reptilian faction, includes tall grays and the small grays. They created the small gray race to be the worker bees and slaves for the tall grays, and so they created them to be all in hive mind. They're a hive mind race. If you look at the small grays, they have no independent thought. They all just kind of work together, and there's a puppet pulling their strings not too far away, watching them all, who speaks to them and controls them all as a group, an individual. They're a hive mind mentality. And they have, like, their handler, their big gray, who's up in the UFO directing what the little ones are doing here on Earth or whatever. And so, you know, when you look at the system as above, so below, that's what they want to do here. They want a hive mind, worker bee, slave race, which is the humans that are left to live on Earth. Everybody else is killed. This is their plans. They have 500 million just a worker bee slave race. And, of course, they would be used for breeding as well. Like I said, you know, all these old men today, Cheney, Rovey, Rumsfeld, Bushes, none of them would be alive because they're already too old. They're already past the cutoff date. You know, Clintons wouldn't be alive. Rockefellers, Rothschilds, none of them would be alive. And this is how hypocritical it all is. It's like, If you're the 1%, you get to grow old. If you're not, you get to die. Well, under Satan's kingdom, they'll all be dead. They'd all be dead. Well, they're already dead. They're all lizards. They've all long been dead. Hillary Clinton died years ago. So did Bush, Bill Clinton, all of them. They died years ago. And their bodies have just been cloned over the years so that their bodies become their brand. You know, you just get into this branding thing because it sounds like they brand their cattle. Well, they do. That's probably where they got the name brand. Because as far as they're concerned, we're just cattle. It's like Planet of the Apes, when the apes put the humans in the cages. And it was like role reversal, where the apes acted like humans and all the humans were treated like animals. That's how the alien, because they're alien race, it's actually an alien race, a bear race, I've been talking about over the years. That's their plans for mankind when they come, is the animals are the humans are the animals. The cities will be zoos. It's, no one will be allowed in the countryside. Everyone's going to be herded into cities, and it's basically breeding centers. And then when you get over the age of breeding, you're killed. You know, so it's going to be not quite what I think the original Satanists who started this whole New World Order thing thought it was going to be. And if they found out and then resisted, they were killed and replaced. Because what I'm beginning to understand about this whole brand thing, these stars who sell their soul to Satan for fame and fortune and power, and they sign the dotted line. Of course, there's always loopholes. I've told you this before because I see that in the Bible codes. There's loopholes. There's always a loophole. And that's what helped us redeem $16 billion in 2012, take them out of Lilith's hand, her offspring, because of a loophole. I found a loophole. Prayed to Father about it. And so that's how the, you know, there's always loopholes. Well, anyway, these Satanists who signed the dotted line forget one very thing. First of all, they're supposed to honor what they signed, but Satan doesn't have to, because as far as he's concerned, they're mere mortals, and he can lie to them. You know, he's going to lie. He's the father of lies. Another thing is he does give them what they wanted. Most people, let's say you're signing, you're a Hollywood celebrity, and you're signing on the dotted line for fame and fortune. Well, guess what? You become a brand at that point. You become a brand, and Satan owns your soul. Those are the two things right off the bat that happen. And so these people, these Satanists, they become Satanists at that point because they're worshiping Satan. The goat's really big amongst all of them because goat means they're the offspring of the devil, and they symbolize it by goats. That's why you see goats on all these stupid shows on TV. They'll bring in a goat for a sitcom or whatever, or show them washing a goat or walking a goat or something about a goat. It's subliminal programming because they're telling you we're the offspring of Satan. We're children of Satan, followers of Satan. The goat is a symbol for that. But anyway, when they go through the initiation process, and this is something the Father told me years ago, and I was able to put it together recently, the full meaning, because they go through the initiation process, they go through masonry, they immediately start, they have to learn, start at the bottom and work their way up. Same thing with the girls. They have to start the sister side of Freemasonry, which is called the Sisterhood, which is the Eastern Star. And I have no info, knowledge of Eastern Star stuff, none. But I do about the Masons. Everybody knows about the Masons. Nobody knows about the witches in the Eastern Star. I don't know why that is. Everybody just picks apart the Masons. But anyway, they go through the steps. It's actually 360 degrees, a full circle of degrees in masonry. But they only tell the initiates that there's 33. They think 33 is the highest they can go. So once these George Clooney's and Brad Pitt's and LeBron James and all these sports figures and all these Hollywood figures, they start to climb the level of degrees of Freemasonry. And once they get to that 32, 33 degree level, I don't know when it happens. It could happen at an earlier level or not. But that's when they get replaced. It's almost like that vision the Father gave me years ago, where I saw this mansion or whatever, and there's different hallways and different rooms, and it's like initiates are going through each one, and each time they go into a different room, they learn something new. I think it was representative of the different degrees, different levels. And then when they get to the final level of illumination, I guess that would be like the 33rd degree, because at the 33rd degree, the title is worthy of worship. And they get a ring that actually says worthy of worship, their title on it. I remember seeing my uncles and laughing. Like, who do you think you are, worthy of worship? I thought that was the biggest satanic garbage I'd ever seen. I was just a kid back then. But I had two uncles in Masonry, and one got out. One accepted the Lord and got out. But the other one, actually, very high ranking. But anyway, they go through these different rooms, these different degree levels. And then when they get to the illumination, there's a room, and there's a door. And on the other side of that door, because you can see coming through the cracks of the door, is a huge white light. Huge, just beaming. And they're told to go open the door. And I don't know what the opening the door represents. Maybe it's the final phase of you become illumined, you become one of us. Maybe they think it's a door to some different dimensional gateway, or they get to go somewhere. There's huge significance to it. They do all this other work, going through all these different degrees and levels, to get to that final, where they can open the door and be illumined, you know. And as they're walking towards the door, someone comes up behind them and takes a dagger and just stabs them in the back. So they're killed instantly. And the reason they kill people instantly is because they want that soul. There's no way they're going to risk somebody having doubts, praying a salvation prayer, anything to get them out of what, you know, of them getting them into hell. They want to make sure that they got that soul and can cast it into hell. It's one of theirs. And so as this person is walking to the door to open up the illumination side of the occult or whatever it is, they're killed on the way over to the door. And then, you know, I don't know how literal that is. It was just something the Father had shown me. It seemed very real. I mean, I know a lot of these visions can be symbolic, and so. But that's what they do. And so at this point, that person, they're dead. Their soul goes to hell. And their body lives on. This is where they're replaced. They can keep cloning that body forever. I mean, they clone the person's body, and then a lizard steps in and takes over the human's body. You know, they reanimate it, I guess you could say. And then they just use various clones of that body to keep the brand name going, you know. To keep that name Angelina Jolie going, to keep that name Miley Cyrus or Justin Bieber, Kardashians, got to keep the brand names going, making money. You know, Michael Jackson was killed in 1984, and look how long they kept his brand name going with clones. So they keep it going with the clones because it's the brand name. I always wondered why they would have stars would change their name, you know. They all change their name. It's not their real names. They change them to become stars because this name is set up. It's a brand. It's already set up as a brand, and then they've dedicated it to Satan and blah, blah, blah. They do all these rituals and wave their wands and spit whatever they do. I don't know. But that brand is already, so then somebody takes that name and becomes that brand. Satan owns it. already. He owns that name, that brand, and that person sells out, and they become that brand, act that brand, become the actor or actress for that brand name, and then eventually they just get killed and replaced, and the lizard takes over. I mean, because they've got everything set. The lizard just needs a body to operate in. You know, they do it fairly quickly. I don't, you know, it could take a lifetime to get to 33 degree status as a mason, at least at the lower levels. Maybe it's speeded up for Hollywooders, celebrities, sports figures, I don't know. You know, it's like somebody joins the Illuminati, and then 5 years later, they got that drone look. They got that reptilian stare. You know, we call it the reptilian stare. That's a name, Rick, over at stargods.org. If you have never been over to that website, you should go check it out. He's talked to him a lot. Haven't talked to him in quite a while, a couple years now, but he runs a great website, stargods.org. And he always referred to it as a reptilian stare when you're looking at somebody in that stare that just, you know, pure evil. Some people say it pierces right through them. To me, it just bounces off, but I just look at it like pure evil, pure evil, pure hell. That's that reptilian stare. And it's like all of these celebrities get it. You know, it's kind of like that fake aura. I remember the Lord talking to me about the fake aura of the Pentecostal churches where, you know, he's at the churches. When people start singing and praising his name, he's going to be there. But then the Satanist wolves like Benny Hinn and all them start calling on Satan. And they use hypnosis and they start operating in demonic and witchcraft spirits. So obviously the Lord's going to leave. Satan comes in, takes over the services, and these people, they just have this fake glow, and they feel like they're being filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's that mimic spirit of the Holy Spirit. But when you look at men, especially these men in Hollywood, and it's really sick when they're holding their daughters, their baby daughters, and they all just look so at peace, calm, you know, smiling, and they look peaceful and calm, but there's something very evil about it. And they're holding a little girl, and you just know. Because the second no one's looking, if they get mad, all of a sudden, that calm, peaceful smile disappears, and you're looking at brutal reptilian eyes staring at you in anger. They can turn really fast. It's like a light switch. You know, I've noticed that amongst all those men. You know, David Beckham holding his daughter. I just want to puke. I just want to cry. And same thing with Brad Pitt and his daughter that's now a whatever. A lot of these celebrities going into the program because it's worked so well over the years of changing sexes of the children when they're born. They say Jennifer Aniston was switched up as a child, that Justin Bieber was a Justina Bieber, that Serena Williams was a Steven. Obviously, Michelle Obama became a tranny older, later in life. But they have this agenda going now at when kids are born, turning the boys into girls and the girls into boys. And so that's been going on for a while. You know, just waiting for the announcement that Michelle Obama comes out of the closet and admits she's a trainee, probably like 3 days before they leave the office or something. I don't think they're ever going to leave, but whatever. Would make for a good script writing, right? Right before she leaves, ha ha, America, I spent millions on vacations, thank you. And by the way, I'm not a real woman. Yeah. You know, they're still killing people to protect it. So protect the secrets. Otherwise, they wouldn't have killed Joan Rivers for outing it. And the only reason they killed her is because she had so much credibility. Like when I say someone's a lizard, nobody believes me. But when she says it, people would believe her. You know, I've been saying this stuff for years, and they don't care because they figure no one's gonna believe me. They'll just think I'm crazy. But if someone like Joan Rivers would come out and say it, people might think twice. That's why they killed her. So they're not quite ready to come out of the closet yet. I think they still want this Caitlyn Jenner thing to warm over the public. And meanwhile, everybody's secretly repulsed. Nobody's saying anything. Everybody just wants to puke. But the political correctness thing is to cheer and clap for him. Tell him what a good boy he is. Good girl he is. Come on, guys. This stuff just gets sick. If Hollywood wasn't my research tool, I wouldn't even need a TV. I wouldn't even have one. But I learned a long time ago, because I never watched TV, never got involved with Hollywood, was never a fan of all that crap. But I also couldn't warn and tell anybody, teach people anything, because I wasn't aware of what was going on. How can you be a watchman if you don't know what's going on? You know? And I'm thinking, well, I'm learning about all this soul replacement and transference and all the stuff they're doing at the Dulce base. Wonder if they're doing it on TV. How much in their face is it, you know? Dulce base is one of the key bases they do this at. I knew there was a place at night that these hybrids get sucked into going to, and super soldiers. They all go. They meet at these places at night. And so I knew about them. I just didn't know they were called cloning centers. That's what Donald Marshall calls them. I just called them, and there was some kind of arenas. The father didn't let me see inside. I was in a hallway outside. I wasn't allowed to see it. He wasn't going to show it to me. Because sometimes he'll take me to these places and it just give me visions of them, you know. It's just going, I'll see it. And so, it's hard to explain. But yeah, this stuff exists. It goes on. According to them, it happens every night. Every time they hit REM sleep, they're dragged out of their bodies and taken and put in clone bodies. And then their clone bodies are abused and beat up during the night. Boy, aren't you glad you worship Satan? Are these people stupid? I worship Satan so I can go get beat up, abused, raped, sodomized every night. What? Why would you sign the dotted line for that? Because no matter how ugly or fat you are and you can't get real women or real men, eventually you get tired. You get tired of it. They all went out. That's why they get replaced. Because a human can only handle so much. And that's what the father was telling me. He said, they break. They break. I don't know what they do. What do you do with LeBron James, who's 6'7", totally sold out to the devil? If he was a drone, what they call it, soul sculpt, does that lizard get the talent and the athletic abilities that the human had? I mean, how does that work? I mean, I know they do because there's singers. They take over their singing. And for athletes, though, it's like, how do they just get the athlete's talent? They can do all that in the human's body? I don't know. Their bodies seem to break down a lot more once they're possessed because they're always having, it seems like they're always having leg injuries or arm, injuries with their bodies. I would guess taking over a human body would be kind of awkward to get used to. I don't know. I'm just going on a limb there. They are athletes beating up their bodies all the time, so maybe it's just a natural thing. I don't know. But yeah, I've been watching the countdown with LeBron James because, he's a Cleveland boy, Akron boy. I don't live too far from Akron. And, you can watch him when he goes out as a little worker bee that he is. You know, he recruited Kobe Bryant in, and Kobe Bryant never signed the dotted line, never wanted involved with the Illuminati. But then his last divorce, I don't know if that was his first or his second or whatever, but that was breaking him. He needed to fill coffers again because his wife took a lot of his money. And so he signed the dotted line and joined. And LeBron is being used as a huge, big-time recruiter in the NBA. Jay-Z recruited him in. And he's been whispering in the ear of Johnny Manziel, who, Cleveland Browns quarterback, number one draft pick out of Texas A&M. in 2014, I think it was, you know. He's been a disaster, but he's been hooking up with LeBron James now. And so you see the tentacles reach out, you know. And you see how LeBron James interacts with the other basketball players. If he shows you a lot of love, that means you've signed the dotted line. If he doesn't, he kind of ignores you or is rude, then you're not in. So you know who's not in and who isn't, or who is, you know. Just by the way he treats people around him. I don't know. They just go tumbling down. You know, I was reading this thing, watching this thing earlier today about Adrian Peterson. He's that football player in Minnesota that they keep dragging through the mud. And you wonder why they keep dragging him through the mud. And here it is that this guy had signed like a three or four year, $33 million contract. Well, that's a Freemason number, 33. That means it was an occultic contract, Freemason contract. And he signed the contract, but he never joined the Illuminati. And so they're coming back saying, hey, you owe us a sacrifice because you signed our contract. Apparently there's different contracts, some things you can sign. He happened to sign the Masonic one. Maybe he didn't know the difference. I'm sure a lot of people don't. But he refused to join. He didn't want to be a part of the Illuminati. And so they killed one of his kids. And then they set him up on fake charges of abusing another because they figured he owed them two sacrifices for that $33 million contract he had. You know, this is how it works. This is how they think. And so they come and get you. They you know, no one's allowed to have big wealth unless you're one of them. And so you know all these football players coming in. I'm anxious to see what happens to Mariota over in Philadelphia. He was, what, the number one, him and Jameis Winston, top two in the draft pick football last year. How they're going to react to the you know, being pounced on by the Illuminati to make that big money. They come calling. You sign the contracts, and then they come calling. I just keep my eye out on stuff, you know. They tell you what to watch for, and you know what? It's all coming down. It's all crumbling down. Judgment Day is coming, September 23rd, 2015. And all of these people that have spent their lives following Satan are going to meet their brethren. You have to... They're going to meet their brothers, their sisters, their fellow demons and watchers and fallen angels are coming through the portal. And this is Illuminati hype. This isn't coming from me. I don't have no verse say it the Lord. This is the Illuminati agenda. They have plans of opening up the 9-1 door, what they call the 9-1 door. It's IXXI door. And based out of Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, and it says, and he saw Satan like lightning falling from the sky with a key to the bottomless pit. And this is describing this 9-1 door that CERN is set to open on September 23rd of this year, opening up a huge portal to allow all of the watchers who have been in prison since Enoch's day are going to be released. This is the 70th generation. The 70th Jubilee year starts on September 14th of this year, the 15th. The 70th Jubilee starts. And so all of these beings that have been imprisoned, that rebelled against the Most High, that were punished during Lucifer's rebellion and also the Watcher's rebellion, they're going to be released and they're coming to Earth. And they'll be coming through the portal. So, you know, the churches are ramping. Oh, there's going to be a rapture on the 23rd. And I'm thinking, all these fire falling from heaven with a bunch of fallen angels and stuff. I don't think the rapture is going to happen at that time, folks. But, you know, the last blood moon is on the 28th. And if you read Joel 2, that more signifies the beginning of the day of the Lord, the sixth seal opening, the breaking of the sixth seal. So I know that there's Jewish rabbis stating that the portal opening isn't until, I know nobody wants to hear this, isn't until September 23rd of 2017. But that everybody's hyping it this year. So I guess that's their escape date. If they can't make it happen this September 23rd, then they go for it in 2017. They always have various dates. I told you there's multiple dates for everything. So that's the escape date, I guess, if something doesn't happen this September. But it's all set up. I mean, the Pope's going to be here. There's going to be a financial market crash on September 13th. Stock market crashes. On the 14th, the year of Jubilee begins. On the 15th, the Pope addresses the UN and their 69th assembly year begins. Well, I don't think he addresses the UN until the 22nd, 20th, somewhere around there. Maybe he does on the 15th. But I know on the 22nd is when Yom Kippur begins. Everyone's pushing the 23rd. But remember, the Jewish Talmud Satanists, going by the lunar cycle, their days are from night to night. And so Yom Kippur begins sundown on the 22nd to sundown on the 23rd. And then it could also go till sundown on the 24th, which is why they're even saying the 23rd or 24th, because they don't know. They don't know the exact date. So it's going to be 22nd, 23rd, or 24th, depending on whose calendar they're going on, Gregorian or Hebrew, solar or lunar. So there's the window of opportunity, 22nd through 24th. Either way, they do have the Pope coming in to give a speech in Philadelphia on the 23rd. And there's a Nostradamus prophecy that talks about the Pope being killed in the city between the two rivers. I don't know how they get Philadelphia out of that, but then if they really believe that, then why would he be scheduled to meet with Obama on the 23rd and give a speech to Congress, you know? He's going to come to America. He's giving a speech in New York at the UN. Then he's going to Philadelphia. And then he's going to address Congress. We have a lot of stuff going on in September. And I'm going to talk about it during my next show. I just wanted to talk tonight about all this stuff. I go on rabbit trails. Either way, I am out of time. And so I'll have to pick all this up next week on my show. Still need your support, folks. Can't do this on my own. You can send donations to Sherry Schreiner, Carrollton, Ohio, 44615. Till next week, everybody. God bless.